Welcome home. I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Graham. And this podcast is the home ec class you wish you'd been offered.
We're two moms who've been real life best friends for more than two decades. We're trying to create gracious homes that are welcoming, but also functional, all while dealing with real life schedules, budgets, and children.
Stick with us and we'll share and show what we know, what we've learned, where we've messed up, and how to fix it. For everything we can't make up, we'll bring in the best experts we can find. You're listening to Welcome Home.
On today's episode of Welcome Home, it's sweltering, but we still need to cook food for our families. We're sharing our top tips for warm weather dining, as well as some of our extensively researched ideas.
Let's also talk about a cookbook that defines our kitchen, the salmon that made a grown man cry, and why drinks may just be served room temperature forever at Kirsten's house. All that and more on today's episode of Welcome Home.
Welcome home, Graham.
And welcome home, Kirsten.
And a very strong welcome to Josh, who just walked in my front door, because guess what he's doing?
What is he doing?
After 2 years, we're finally going to have ice in this house.
Oh, right. You have been buying bags of ice. That's a very summer. That's a very on point summer theme, because ice is, you really start thinking about ice when it's summer. And today's episode is all about summer cooking and summer meals. We have not done a meal.
Summer entertaining. I'm tweaking it a bit because I got to talk about entertaining.
Okay. You have, and you actually, sometimes I plant these, I was telling Kirsten, these episodes in there, because she always is coming up with new things. And if I don't force her to do an episode on it, we don't learn all of her tips and tricks. And she actually has some really good ones.
You're very sweet, but you're putting the bar a little high. Now I'm intimidated.
But it has been odd. I do remember that from the one time I visited your house, was that you have bags of ice. Like, that is really, really kind of not common, I would say.
Well, here's the problem. So yeah, it broke. It worked great for the inspection of our house when we were in escrow 2 years ago. And then we broke it and it hasn't worked since. And we just keep buying ice. And the reality is we sold our old house. And here is what I've learned. Things like deferred maintenance, because like I don't want to pay for the ice. This is now his second trip out here. And we had to wait like 2 weeks for the part to come in. And anyway, I don't want to, it's like, just ignore it. Just go buy some ice. It's just, it feels easier to continue to buy $2 bags of ice than like spend the $200 on this part. But here's the deal. When you sell a house, you have to fix all these things. So I'm like, why am I fixing things so someone else can have a working ice machine? Because people won't buy your house with broken stuff. So
wait, are you selling your house?
No, I'm not selling my house. I'm just saying like eventually at some point you end up selling your house and you have to fix all the things that you just tolerated for decades.
Oh, I know. I know. Well, like for example, the closet that I'm recording in right now, the door handle has fallen off. And so it's just that little circular, I guess, nub, right? But I found that if you just pull it kind of gently, it actually opens just the same as if the door handle was on. And to be honest, I've Googled how to try to figure out how to fix the door handle. I don't think I can pull this off by myself, but I don't want to call a handyman to fix this thing. I'm embarrassed.
But here's the deal. If you ever put your house in the market, you will call the handyman and you will have this whole list of things. And then when he does it, you're like, it wasn't that expensive. It took one day. Why did I live with this for 5 years?
So yeah, why did I live with this for 5 years? I
long story short, we're not moving, but we will have ice. So anyone who wants to come over and drink something cold.
Well, it's summertime. You need, we go through a decent amount of ice around here. I'm honestly, we don't have an ice maker and that actually puts us in the strange category.
Okay. So that was our thing. And this is the problem with Boots. Like you give him a dime, he wants a dollar, right? Or an inch a mile or whatever the expression is. But like I said to him, we got to get this ice machine fixed. It hasn't worked in forever. And he said, you know, we have weirdly two trash cans and like we have trash and recycling and then right next to it, we have another trash and recycling. Like it's too much trash.
That's nice. Oh, I would like that.
No, it's aggressive. Nobody needs that much trash cans. Anyway, so the point is, he's like, why don't we replace one of those trash cans with like a cool ice machine?
I think that's a great idea. I actually side with him. I think it's because, so for example, thinking about summer meals, I'm looking at my list. A lot of my stuff would do really well if you got out a giant bowl and just threw it on ice.
100%. But here's what I'm saying to you is like, it's a $2 bag of ice. It's a $200 part to fix the fridge, but it'll be a $2,000 ice machine. And that's my problem is like, he immediately goes to the top. So I'm like, forget it. Just get the $2 bag of ice. And that's where we stay stuck. And that's why we don't do anything.
Yes. You know, you're mired in your own. Yes.
Because it's like, he thinks too big. And then it's like, well, that's a lot. So let's just never do that. And that's why we go to ice. You know, the McDonald's hack, right?
No. What is it?
Oh, McDonald's sells bagged ice. If you're in a jam.
What? It's like a lot.
Yeah. You go through the drive-thru and that's kind of nice because they don't have to go in those cooler things. But yeah.
Yeah.
Drive-thru at McDonald's, they sell bagged ice.
Is it a decent size bag?
It's an okay size bag. And it's kind of like, why am I
Yeah, but a
paying?
dollar is fair. That's very fair.
Well, you know what? I haven't done it in a while. They're inflation.
Well, and then I'll
Inflation.
tell you, Sonic is famous for selling their ice too. Well, you know,
Oh,
which like the
well.
Sonic ice is famous because it's those
Sonic
little
ice, I
pellets that
mean.
everyone loves. I don't know. Ice is big business here in Alabama. Like we are always putting stuff on ice. We need it. You need a good system. You cannot shirk the ice system here.
No, you
Okay,
can't.
let's
Okay,
dive
let's
in. Let's
focus.
give
Let's
people
focus.
something they
Grant,
need.
you've got a problem.
I do. Tell me.
Well, you put
Oh,
it
my problem is.
on the outline. You said the problem.
Yes, it is a problem. Is I am a wonderful cold weather chef. And I don't know if this is just the product of growing up on Long Island, whatever it is, but I am good at briskets and chilies and meats that marinate. My house smells good in the winter. Like I am a really, really good chef for warm weather foods. But I struggle with summer foods, and I specifically struggle with summer meals because of having children. Like I do love vegetables and fruits, and I could just kind of do salads and cold weather foods. But I struggle to find foods that like my entire family can eat. And the other problem is we keep our house pretty warm in the summer. Like we keep it at 78, and I do not want to heat up my house. Like I don't want to use the oven in the summer. I mean,
Okay, okay.
it's going to be 95 degrees here today. I mean, the idea of cooking anything in the oven doesn't make sense to me, or even boiling stuff. Like I see down the line, you put like macaroni salad and potato salad. Like obviously, something tells me you hate these things, but
No,
it's
Grandma,
like,
I put pledge.
oh,
Let's
like
like
let's
a
make a pledge.
stop. I put stop. You forgot the big important word. Stop potato salad or macaroni salad. Like why? But you've said a lot. So first of all, since you brought it up, let's get to the controversial stuff. Those are two disgusting foods that need to go of the way of the aspic.
Chili and brisket?
No,
Oh,
potato salad and
potatoes.
macaroni salad. Like they're carbs covered in mayonnaise. That is a different time. We do not live in this time anymore. And
Right.
to your point about like being seasonal with our thought processes, like that's gross in the heat. That is
Well,
yucca
right.
pajucca.
Mayonnaise and heat are not good. So there's a couple
Isn't
head
that
scratchers
cool though?
about why these are like staple picnic summer foods. One is boiling potatoes in your house takes forever, right? So like that is like the ultimate heat up your house food. And then we put the potatoes out in the sun covered in mayonnaise. There, you're right,
Disgusting.
is the ultimate head scratcher of how that made the
I
summer
am
staples.
picturing watching the mayonnaise like turn oily and watching the flies around it. Now, I guess to be fair, you could hack this by going to the grocery store, getting the pre-made, putting it in ice. But it, to me, it just screams like something Betty Draper would have served. And I'm
Yes.
wondering why that's still like kind
Although
of
I'll
comes
tell you,
up.
we were at
Nostalgia?
camp this we were at family camp this past weekend at our little place in North Carolina, and they served, because they've gotten really gourmet, they're trying to zhuzh up the food a little bit. They served a blue potato salad, like mini petite blue potatoes, and people who didn't even like potato salad were like, this is amazing. It's so good. And I have to say, I mean, I like all that food. So I'm happy with it, but I do get that I just don't understand how it's a summer food.
It's not a summer food. It's ridiculous. But you know what's also fascinating? Have you heard of the new Ubi or whatever? It's taking the world
No.
by storm. It's like a sweet yam, but it's purple.
Oh, the
But
purple. Yeah, they sell these at Trader Joe's, right?
yeah, they're all. Oh, Trader Joe's has like made everything out of this stuff now.
Oh,
But I
yeah.
mean,
Oh, actually, I just saw something about that. Yes, they are making things out of this. It's a, what
yes,
is a
this is.
sweet yam, but what, not as sugary?
I don't know. I think it's very sweet, so you can make like desserts out of it or something, but it's like healthy. Like it's got. Help, I don't know, but
Oh,
yeah.
I know what it is. They're making pancake batter out of it.
Totally. Yep, that's a Trader
Yes.
Joe's. But you could also like cut them up. Anyway, yes, the blue potato, I see that. I see that being very, very trendy. But no, also I
Anything.
want to go back to what you said. You said something very important. You said I marinate meats. Graham, I mean you're halfway there.
Tell me. Okay, so tell me more.
Grill. I mean
Well,
the grill.
but okay, I
Grill
also
your
find it.
meats.
I really don't know if there's a good hack to any of this, because I find like, so it's 95 degrees outside, and then we heat up the grill to 400 degrees, and you have to stand and monitor the grill. So I get that you're supposed to grill outside and cook outside, but it also, it maybe it's just you got to get used to being hot.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to get used to being hot, but also, why don't you get one of those Bluetooth meat thermometers? You can stick them in the meat and then you leave it. 'Cause truthfully, the best way to grill is to pretty much like hands
Like,
off.
yeah, like
Like I
throw it on and run away.
throw it on, run away for a few, and then flip it once and then run away and then come back and get it.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think we need to do too, and you turn me on to this, is like batch cooking. I think you've got to just cook, you've got to once a week, make something amazing, like grilled peaches is what I'm thinking of. You gave me the recipe for the grilled peaches and they're so great. But rather than just make four at a time to feed your family, make a huge bag of them and just put them in the fridge. And then you could put them on salads and just as a side dish. That's one of our best recipes.
Okay, let's explain the grilled peaches. So when Boots and I were engaged, we were living mm-hmm. in upstate New York in this tiny little town. Well, he was living there. That's where we lived for our first 2 years of marriage. I was in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there was not a lot of shopping, and this was pre-online shopping. So for our first Christmas, he just got me things from the Salmon Run Mall, which is a mall that caters to young men in the military in the middle of upstate New York, which is also where my wedding ring was from. Salmon Run Mall. Periwinkle, shout out. But anyway, so grilled peaches. So he got me this cookbook. There was a Tyler Florence cookbook.
Oh, that's our claim to fame still to this day.
So I got it for you for like a wedding gift, but I like annotated it. I'm like, no, this is how you make this one. Always make this. This is when you use this. But the grilled peaches, this is a very easy recipe. It's cut peaches in half, olive oil, balsamic, rosemary, salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. Put it in a Ziploc bag, let them sit around for a little bit.
And then you throw them on the grill and they look beautiful. There's something about like the salt and the balsamic and the pepper and they're amazing.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm telling you, that cookbook, it was truly the best cookbook.
You guys, the Tyler Florence original cookbook.
Original cookbook. It's so usable. And it was the sweetest gift because it wasn't just she gave me a cookbook wrapped up. Like Kirsten had, I don't even know how you did this, but I think you had tried every recipe in the cookbook and you had written like, okay, skip this one. Or you'd say
best.
Yeah. Or you'd write a little thing like, this is the best, you know, this is the best to serve at a dinner party when you have people come over last minute. I think those were all the steaks, steak salad. I feel like
salad. Mm-hmm. So easy.
That's a good one.
Here's the thing about that cookbook is it actually like sort of ruined my marriage. It's Tyler Florence's Real Kitchen. Mm-hmm. Look, I see it on thrift books for $4.69. You guys,
It's money. That cookbook is total money. It is
so good. But one of the things, so when Boots and I first got married, I tried to get a job and I like couldn't find a job in a small town and he was deploying. We didn't know how long we'd be there. So I'm just like, well, I guess I'm just going to be an army wife. And so not that that's not a real job, but like I didn't have kids. So I had this like weird chunk of time in my life where I didn't have children, but I was in the middle of nowhere with no friends and nothing to do. So I'm like, I'm going to learn to be a great cook. And I did almost every recipe in that book. And I would,
you are a great cook.
Well, I had the time to go like look for the obscure ingredient stuff. Like now, are you kidding me? Now it's like, is there a Costco hack? But you know, I had time. Mm-hmm. It was a very weird moment in life. But
drilling down on those peaches, so you can put them on a salad with like feta cheese on top or something, or you could just serve them as a side dish. If you just put a little bit of goat cheese on top of them and they go alongside meat very well. You could put them over asparagus. I mean, they're just, for some reason, they take on a meaty texture. I don't know. It's the texture when they're grilled. It's they just taste like they add a robustness to whatever meal you're making. They're very unexpected. Wait,
can I say something else about the grilled peaches? I've done a little bit of research for the show. I know, don't be shocked, Graham. Actually, research. But one of the things that I think is really key is like, and I tell this to my kids all the time, when you're at the grocery store, I'm like, when you are in the produce section, be a cheapskate because the stuff that's on sale is the stuff that's in season. So we're not going to go and buy the thing that's crazy expensive. Even if you like apples, it's not apple season. Buy apples when they're cheap because that's actually when they're the best.
Yeah,
so true. There's so many.
You're produce cheapskate.
I'm a produce cheapskate and I'm a produce snob at the same time because I like them in season. But the thing is, I think fruit is really so much more exciting in summer because you can use it in all of your savory dishes, you know, like there's also, again, in the Tyler Florence book, there's a recipe for watermelon and salmon.
Oh, that is the best. It is the best meal of all
watermelon
time.
Salmon is insane. And then he has for scallops and cantaloupe.
Yes.
Endive, I believe, or maybe it's mint, but either way, adding fruit as like a big as component as a meat, I think that's the key for summer entertaining and cooking. And I also think that makes it feel like cooler and healthier because you're also, it's summer. You're not, you know, you want to be like in a sundress. You don't want to be like in a big sweater and you kind of want your food to feel light and fresh too.
Yeah. No, that salmon recipe, let's go back to that. I had like a grown man cry once at our house. Like I think maybe his wife had told him in advance, like, yeah, we're going to the Smiths and she's making salmon for dinner. And I think it was one of those like, oh, do we have to go? Like, I don't want to eat salmon for dinner. And this man, I think, has called and said, like, can you share this recipe? So it's salmon that you cook, but you put it over a salad of arugula, black olives, maybe watermelon, and sliced purple onion. And then you make this dressing that's very, but it has a lot of things.
Just
it has
Google like, it, the Tyler Florence, but except for just go by the book, guys. 469. Yeah,
it has cardamom, cumin. Anyway, it is to die for, die for. And it's so filling and beautiful. That's a good one. Okay. So you've also made me think, now that you said about using things in season, people here go crazy. I don't know if this is now a Northern thing, but tomato sandwiches.
Tell me more.
Do you eat those? That is summer food.
No, because remember, again, tomatoes and cheese aren't allowed in my house because of Hugh.
Oh, right. Because he doesn't eat them. Okay. So that is a huge thing. So come summertime, this is a big Southern meal. And I'm sure most people are familiar with this, but you get quality white bread or whatever type of, this is traditionally how you make it. So you get really Wonder Bread. Actually, it's not even like, or Sunbeam or something. You just get two slices of generic white bread, get the best tomatoes you can find. And then you use Duke's mayonnaise, because really once you've tasted Duke's mayonnaise, like even Hellman's, which we grew up on, like that was our high quality mayonnaise, nothing touches Duke's. It's just the best of the best. And then you just do salt and pepper, and it is the most lovely sandwich you've ever had in your life.
Wait, so just tomatoes, mayonnaise, salt and pepper, and white bread.
Yeah, but high quality. You do spring, you get the best tomatoes you can find.
The cheapest bread, the fanciest tomatoes.
Cheapest bread, fanciest tomatoes.
Can you serve that like in small bits and have it be like an appetizer? You know, could you cut them into quarters?
You could, but the thing about it is that the hallmark of a quality Southern tomato sandwich is that they're messy. Like they're drippy. They're kind of, you know, like the tomatoes are drippy. Like it's not something that you don't want to eat it in public per se, but you really enjoy it.
Sounds actually really good.
Oh, it's fabulous. Like fabulous. I mean, I crave them. And you kind of, and then if you get really fancy, you can add a little bit of pimento cheese to the bread if you want to do that. And maybe even a slice of bacon. I know that just gets a little too, but then again, who wants to be frying bacon in the summer? Not me, but I don't know. Okay. Some other things, Kirsten, I'll say some things I do and then you can do your list, because yours is probably so good. We have this rock outside our house, and it was more when, before we redid our yard was like a complete jungle and you couldn't see anything, and it sloped downhill and it was all covered with vines and all this stuff. But there was this one rock that was like, looked like a table. And we could kind of see it in the distance. So we cleared a path that we could get to it. And we used to call it Picnic Rock, and now we've cleared it off. So you can easily get to Picnic Rock. Yeah. And so when the kids were little, we would take our meals and go sit on Picnic Rock, except it was kind of dangerous because it was like all covered in vines and like snakes and all this stuff. But now we'll still eat on Picnic Rock because it's flat and lovely. And then so we do a lot of picnicking outside. I make a lot of gazpacho in the summer. I think you may even gave me that recipe as well, but the watermelon gazpacho.
Do your kids actually eat that?
That's the problem. No, they don't. But I'll tell you this, whenever I make watermelon gazpacho and eat it, I definitely take off a good 2 pounds, because it's one of those foods that I think like helps you take off water weight.
Sure does.
Yeah, it's watermelons, tomatoes. It's so good. Cucumber, serrano pepper, red wine vinegar, a little olive oil. And then what you do is you top it with feta cheese and dill. It's so good. People love that too. It's gazpacho.
I mean, watermelon and dill is another one of those like surprising fruit.
No, you know what's good too, that actually I do a lot in the summer, is you take cantaloupe and then you put, then you like squeeze lime all over the top. It is the most, or actually no, you know what else is great, is just cutting up watermelon and squeezing lime all over it is to die for.
I feel like I'm picturing
ever do that?
Cocktail.
Watermelon with like fresh lime on top is a game changer.
My grandpa always used to put salt on his cantaloupe.
And I so did my dad.
Salt's my favorite food.
No, and remember how people used to put
prosciutto and
lemon. Yeah. Well, remember how people used to put cheese on their apple pie? That always seemed weird to me.
I forgot about that. But yeah. Oh, can we talk about this new trend of putting olive oil in ice cream?
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that. Or like garlic and ice cream. That's a thing too.
I don't know. I went to
ice cream fancied itself.
I went to a really fancy ice cream store with my sister-in-law in LA, and they have like the like avocado and spinach ice cream or whatever.
But that's the thing. Like, how often do you get ice cream? Do you really want to, like, I mean, if I were eating ice cream every day, fine. Maybe I'd try your olive oil one time, but I so rarely treat myself to ice cream that, that anyway. Oh, wait.
You know why I rarely treat myself to ice cream? Because the serving sizes are offensive. A half a cup, like, stop. Okay, wait.
I think this is going well.
Oh, guys, I'm back. I'm sorry. We had to take a little break because guess what? I have an update for you on the ice machine.
Tell me what's going on.
I don't know. He was asking questions about my water line. And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, which one of these pipes is a water line? Like, you literally do refrigerators. I'm like, I don't know.
Why right. I have anyway, no idea.
Long story short, it's working in theory if it had water going to it. But now I have to call a plumber. And I'm suddenly this is why I bought $2 bags of ice. But let's not talk about it because I want to be in a good mood. I want to talk about a few more important things on this list. Boiled shrimp from the supermarket and rotisserie chickens. Explain how the grocery store stuff made it in this list, Graham.
Those are my number one. So I don't know if your grocery stores do that, but yet again, another thing I love about living here is you can go to the supermarket. You have all this Gulf shrimp that's like lying around, this fresh shrimp in the seafood department. But they have boilers that have the Old Bay spice in them, and you can choose which level you want. And that's in 5 seconds, they'll just throw 1 pound, 2 pounds, however much you want in the boiler, and you can get hot peel and eat shrimp in 2 seconds.
That's cool. I like that.
I'm pretty sure, but I think most supermarkets have that ability. It's just few people know to ask for it.
They have a steamer on site,
or they're supposed to have a steamer on site. And then the fact that they can add your seasoning is amazing. So that's a total hack, because my kids will eat shrimp, and that's something that you don't even have to worry about. Any kind of heat in your house, you just bring it home. So I would definitely check. Well, like, I remember a long time ago, we were in college, and someone told me that if you just brought over a dozen eggs over to like the deli section or even like the seafood guy, that they could boil them for you. I always thought that was cool, but I've never tried that. And then rotisserie.
Like, we shared that tip before. We should try that before we actually.
We should check.
Like, this might work. We don't know.
I could just see myself wandering the supermarket with my eggs. I don't know. Like, rotisserie chicken. Here's the thing. Like, if you don't have to cook meat, delightful. You know, anyway, you don't have to. There's like, my kids are happy to eat rotisserie chicken sandwiches. Like, there's nothing you can't do with rotisserie chicken. They're cheap. They're so good.
Okay, we're gonna revisit chicken in a minute, but I have one last thing on your list: shish kebabs.
I don't make them. I'm like, I'm a little intimidated about them because 100%.
I feel like most overrated food ever.
I kind of feel like they're boring and bland. So do you have any way to
bland? Have you ever had a shish kebab where you're like, that was really delicious?
No, I haven't. I never have. Cause it's, even if you get a decent shish kebab, it's all about the sauce that you put on it anyway. So no, I was just hoping. I saw this on a list of like ways to be interesting for the summer. And I thought, well, I haven't ever made that because I usually don't like them. But
they're not good. And I feel like they're hard to cook.
Yeah, because they're hard to shish or kebab or whatever.
But also the timing of, is the meat cooked? Is the vegetable cooked? And also, I have this thing about just the taste. I do like to save food. You're right. Like, I like to like batch cook, save mm-hmm. that food, have it just like for lunch tomorrow or whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't stand the smell of like old charcoal on vegetables. I think I've had like too many leftover zucchinis where like when I see a shish kebab, I'm like, just feels like gooey. I just don't like it.
Okay. So you're interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and Boots always says, let's make shish kebabs. And I'm always like, you've never had a shish kebab. Not
that kind of seems like an 80s food too. Like, when was the last time you made shish kebabs?
Come over for a shish kebab. We'll have some Zimas, and then I'm going to go to bed in my waterbed. Okay. Let's take a quick little break to tell you about our sponsor.
We have two sponsors today.
Okay, we've got two sponsors to tell you about today. Our first is Egyptian cotton t-shirts. So what are Egyptian cotton t-shirts? They are made from 100% authentic Egyptian cotton, certified with a gold seal from the Cotton Egypt Association. So I feel like Egyptian cotton is a term that gets thrown around. It's not just like a term. People don't understand. Egyptian cotton can only come from this association. These shirts are kind to the earth. They're organic, GOTS certified, and they're incredibly durable. The best part about these is that they're made with ethical practices. This company is supportive to economically disadvantaged people. When you go on their website, EgyptianCottonT-shirts.com, and the t-shirt is spelled T-S-H-I-R-T-S, not like T-E-E, it's T-shirts, T-S-H-I-R-T-S, Egyptian cottonteachshirts.com. You can learn all about what they do for their employees, and it's just really, really special and just really wonderful. So go ahead, when you go to that website, you're going to want to use the coupon code Welcome Home. That's all caps, Welcome Home, one word, and you're going to save 20%. Again, these are 100% combed Egyptian cotton shirts. They're pre-shrunk, super comfortable. Guys, these feel like butter on your skin, and they're like, I call them my Zoom pants is what I call them, because it's like, I can just wear the, oh yes, because duh, they also have pants. It's amazing. The pants are also pre-shrunk. They have a pocket. They've got men's, they've got women's. It's great. And it's perfect for working at home when you just kind of want to feel cozy and comfortable. So again, please check them out to do some really wonderful things in the world and find yourself a super comfortable, buttery, soft shirt or pants. Thank you, Egyptian Cotton T-shirts.
And our other sponsor to tell you about is Cool. This is our first ever app, and it's actually been really fun. I've enjoyed playing it, and I'm not surprised, but it's called Traffic Puzzle, and that's TrafficPuzzle. And you don't have to purchase it. It's just something you can play. You can find it on Google Play or in the App Store. And basically, it's training your brain with Traffic Puzzle. What it is Traffic Puzzle features adorable little characters. They're different challenging puzzles. You can kind of prepare to pick up your brain to remove cars and obstacles from the levels in a most efficient way. It's a match three revolution. Basically, what you're doing is you're like moving little cars around to free up an ambulance. It's really fun. The police need your help. An evil force has made a massive mess on the streets, and there's only one person who can clear them. That's you. Install it now and try something new and fresh. You can play Traffic Puzzle on any mobile device, and it's completely free. Play Traffic Puzzle and train your brain on challenging different levels. So give it a try if you're looking for a fun new app, and we think you'll enjoy it. Thank you, Traffic Puzzle.
Okay, thank you to our sponsors. All right, my list. Graham, I have a massive problem in my house. As if it weren't enough that I have a child who doesn't eat cheese or tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Boots the other day casually mentioned, I don't think I like chicken. I'm like, no, you cannot like chicken.
Right, you can't call a meat off. Well, that's like Patton says, he's a vegetarian. And I'm like, you're not a vegetarian, you're just picky. Like, it's horrible.
Well, he thinks it's very boring.
It is boring sometimes. Well, it's totally boring. It's all about, I agree with them.
I don't have time. I'm sorry. I don't have time to make your meals more exciting, but okay. Top meals. So I've tried to incorporate more like one night a week as vegetarian. Mm-hmm. I just like we eat too much meat. So we do Beyond Burgers all the time.
No, that's a good one.
We are obsessed with them. And I actually, my sister-in-law and I made them. We were on a ski trip together. We made Beyond Burgers, and she said, oh yeah, don't tell my kids. They don't know that they're Beyond. So like, if you have littler kids.
Well, that's like my kids eat those Boca chicken patties. Like the, they look like little fried chicken circle patties, and they love those. They'll request those for breakfast. I mean, that's like a great snack. They'll eat them on an English muffin, a Boca chicken, frozen chicken patty, and you heat them in the microwave for 60 seconds.
Amazing.
Well, I would never eat it because it grosses me out, but
Beyond, but have you tried the Beyond Burgers or the Impossible Burgers?
I can't get my head around stuff like
they're
that.
They're so good. I know. And they're easy, and you can make them on the grill. You can make them on the skillet. Okay.
I know I'm the odd man out. Okay. I see the next thing on your list, which is interesting. And I have a visual. So her next thing for Kirsten's top meal is beans. And it has me thinking maybe what we need are one of those, remember those old fashioned cauldrons that people would keep out back, like a big black cauldron with a fire going all the time. And sometimes they'd, I guess, cook laundry in it or something and clean clothes. I feel like maybe that's the key to summer cooking is let's just get a cauldron for out back and we can cook our beans in there.
Okay. So you've already lost me. So here's the deal. I know you and I are going to come to blows over this one, but Graham, beans was a reference to my twice a week vegetarian, once a week vegetarian. Just a can. Graham, come on. Nobody's got time to cook beans.
Oh, I soak beans all the time.
I know you do. I know you do. But like, you're saying I don't want to heat up my kitchen? Dude, don't then. Just
go. I know. Keep them on simmer. Yeah, but they're so, it's like you get so much more. And you know me, like we've discussed my love of unit price. I love soaking beans and watching how much they grow.
I've heard they're also easier to digest. Okay.
It's so cheesy.
I thought you were going to talk about the next thing on my list.
Oh, it's weird. Explain it. Salmon and chicken nuggets. Like, duh.
Yeah. Okay. So that's because I really want to eat a lot of salmon.
It's so
I'm
good.
old and have to be healthy, and it's good. I've developed a taste for it. Well, salmon was one of those foods I had to force myself to like, and now I like it. But
salmon's the new chicken, let's be honest.
But
So
I don't
that's
have
exactly where it
time
is.
to fight with my kids about salmon, and I don't have the energy. So that's why the chicken nuggets are there. Like, if I'm making salmon, like,
Oh, yeah.
oh no, salmon. And then I'm like, relax, I have chicken nuggets in the oven. So
yeah, that's funny because I do the exact same thing. Like, because Harrison will eat it, I'll eat it. Cohen will eat a little bit of it, but he'll want a sidecar of chicken nuggets.
There you go. Okay, next one is salad with chicken. And I wrote in all caps, hide bacon. Okay, so when I make bacon, I feel like bacon is such a production. We've talked before about if you make bacon in the morning, you have to wash your bathrobe because it smells like bacon.
Oh, I make bacon like almost wearing a burqa. Like I have to cover my hair because my hair picks up smells. And so I put a towel. You should watch me cooking bacon. I'm wearing a bathrobe and then I'm wearing a dish towel clipped with like one of those potato chip bag holders to keep my hair from smelling like bacon.
Amazing. How about a shower cap, Graham?
That's a good idea. I just use what's available in the kitchen.
I feel like I've seen a shower cup that has like a picture of bacon and eggs. I don't think that's what they were thinking when they designed it, but I like it.
I'm going to send you a picture of me cooking bacon.
Please put it on Instagram. Okay. Well, so when I make bacon, it's such a production. One, by the way, I do it differently than you. I think you do it in a pan, right?
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We've all seen the headlines in the news of how someone lost their life in an act of cold-blooded murder. And while it's sad and grabs your attention, most people go on with their day without giving it another thought. But have you ever stopped to think about the life of the person at the center of the news story? They were more than just a headline or a statistic. They were someone's loved one or friend. I'm Mike Morford, and my podcast, The Murder of My Family, dives into some of those stories to help listeners get to know the person who was lost and how their death affected those closest to them. Listen to The Murder of My Family everywhere you listen to podcasts. There are well over 100 episodes to binge on now.
No, I do it on the sheet. I do it on the sheet pan.
A baking sheet. Okay, yeah.
Like a baking sheet.
I always
sheet.
Just cover my baking sheet in tin foil, then I bake it. But it's like such a production to bacon. If I'm opening a thing of bacon, I'm cooking all the bacon in the pack.
The whole pack, of course. As
and then
should.
I save it. But like my kids would just walk by all day long and snack on the bacon, which one is super unhealthy. And two is like, no, like I've already washed my bathroom. I'm not making more bacon. So I now wrap the bacon in paper towels and I hide it.
You hide the bacon? That's like stealing the bacon.
Okay. I have hidden bacon. Well, I don't like bacon, so it's fine, but I have hidden the bacon. So I'll do a salad with chicken and hidden bacon. And I feel like, boom, that was no.
Wait, so they like that. So they like
salad.
They
like a Cobb salad because they're getting bacon in it. They're like, we're having salad for dinner. And I'm like, it's bacon salad. They go, like, oh, okay. So,
that's lovely. Tasty. See, yeah, your children eat very well, I must say. That's a great, I wish my children would eat Cobb salad. That's very advanced.
Okay, so I got fish tacos and shrimp tacos. I have a question for you. What is your thought on serving fish at a dinner party? Do you think people are
well,
like...
We just discussed, we did the salmon, we did the...
Okay, so you think that's okay? I'm having people over on Saturday, and I was thinking about making that salmon watermelon. People like that, right? It's not like a...
People love that. I mean,
yeah, we're adults,
love
not
it.
Children. Chicken.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll serve chicken nuggets. Okay.
Well, and then what I do sometimes is like, okay, so this is my miniature hack is if I'm going to do something that's like slightly aberrant, you know, like the salmon for a dinner party, I'll serve a more robust appetizer that I'm sure a man would like, which sounds really ridiculous, but like
no,
I'll do like Kaneka sausage on the grill, which is this, again, this fancy sausage that we have here in Alabama. That's amazing. and cut it up into little pieces and serve it with mustard, you know, so just in case there being little pains in the butt about eating salmon, they'll have, or like I'll do a baked brie, you know, so I definitely do like a more masculine appetizer.
Perfect.
And I would never do like crudité.
And you leave it on the table so you people can have it for.
Exactly. So I just kind of leave it out so that if they're going to be a problem. So if I'm going to do fish, I always do something.
Okay. But that's a good thought. Okay. Next up, I've got my flank steak. I mean, flank steak is just my easiest grilling. Marinate it overnight. I have a great marinade recipe.
Well, what's your marinade recipe? Because I don't know it, and I'm sure.
Okay. So it's like a bottle of reduced fats or reduced sodium soy sauce, sesame oil, mustard powder.
That's good.
Either lemon juice or lemon pepper, salt and pepper, ginger, and a splash of Worcestershire sauce. Now, if you're gluten-free, you can also sub that out for apple cider vinegar, and you can sub out the soy sauce for the amino acids. And that's good. And then people really like this steak. And then,
that was very pro sounding, Kirsten.
What was?
Yeah, just the way you described that. Like, now if you're gluten free, you can use aminos. Like, where'd you come up with that?
Okay. I make it a lot. So, and I've made it for people like when they have a baby. But what's nice about a flank steak is they sell them at Costco. They're pretty easy to grill. They're easy to like make for a crowd. Leftovers are great. So that's a good one. Instant Pot pork tenderloin is like, that's one of my on rotation foods. Do you get the pork tenderloin at Costco?
I don't go to Costco, but I go to Trader Joe's and they have good pork tenderloin.
Okay. Well, if you want to just throw money away, Graham. But the pork tenderloin at Costco is very affordable. And I just marinate it real quick in soy sauce or not soy sauce, teriyaki sauce. And that is great in Instant Pot. And that does not heat up your kitchen.
Okay. Oh, and just do it in the Instant Pot.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah, okay. But what is that? What does the pork tenderloin, if you make it in the Instant Pot, how does that make it?
It's just
fast.
It's like my oh crap, I forgot I have a family and they need to eat.
No, but do you slice it?
Yeah, you just slice it.
Slices? Okay, so I'm not familiar with how Instant Pot cooks.
No. It's just like a magical pot that you put your food in and it cooks in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
No one asks questions.
Okay, because we grill our pork tenderloin. So it doesn't have a grilled taste. It just kind of has a cooked meat taste. Like what is the final product taste like? I'm confused.
I don't eat pork, so I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of low on pork as well. Oh, what's Wednesday discount sushi? That's a good one. I'm looking at your next one on the list.
Most grocery store chains in America have discount sushi on Wednesdays.
That you're so right. That is so genius. And make it like a sushi board. It's $5 sushi rolls.
My kids are like, Grandma, it's Wednesday. And she's like, we're going to Publix. So that's Florida. I'm like,
that's a great idea.
You're in the north. Stop and Shop does discount sushi on Wednesday. So
absolutely.
By Wednesday, I feel like I'm a little bit burned out. So I'm like, discount sushi night. So my kids know, don't even ask me for sushi unless it's Wednesday. And then you might break mommy.
That is such a smart idea. I didn't even like, that is a really, we've now added value because that is a lovely dinner for a family.
I know. And you should never use the word discount and sushi in the same sentence.
I know. It seems wrong, but
it's just the way it's Wednesday discount sushi. There's nothing wrong. Oh God. What if there's something wrong with
sushi? No, there's nothing wrong with Wednesday because the fish markets are in full steam on Wednesday. That's why we try not to eat sushi on Monday because the fish markets are closed on Sunday. So you actually don't want to eat sushi on Monday and theoretically like Sunday dinner. But for some reason we always crave sushi on Sundays. So we end up, we throw caution to the wind. But yeah, Wednesday is a perfect day. Like the markets are in full swing.
Okay. Good to know. Okay.
It's so like a very good day to eat sushi.
My next one makes my family so happy. It is, I feel bad sharing this hack because I think this only applies to me or people who live in the Fairfield County, Connecticut area, but there's a fish store in Stamford. So maybe if my fish store does this, your fish store does too, but there's a fish store in Stamford that sells frozen pokey. Okay. I just always keep a bag of frozen pokey in my fridge.
Meaning frozen fish that is,
It's the tuna that's cut into squares and they flash freeze it. So it's just like the same way you would buy like a frozen, you know, any frozen fish, right? But I rarely see like sashimi quality fish frozen. Right. And I'm sure there's some people who are like, uh-oh, but I'm not that big a snob. We haven't gotten sick yet. But man, a poke bowl makes my kids so happy and they're so easy.
So what do you do? Just rice and then
you marinate it. You marinate the fish in soy sauce and ginger.
Okay.
And then
once you but here's the question. So this is where people probably get confused.
You defrost it overnight.
In the fridge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Always defrost.
And then you defrost it in the fridge.
And then I let it marinate for a couple hours in just ginger, soy sauce. I think that's it. And then we'll do rice for the kids. Mm-hmm. I do like mixed greens for me. And then what else do we put on there? Why am I blanking? Oh, like the shredded carrots you put on, avocado, some sesame seeds. Oh my gosh, my kids think it's the greatest meal ever.
Uh-huh. And kids like when you serve chopsticks too. I feel I've been throwing chopsticks on a lot of food and they really like that.
Yes. And then oysters, and more oysters. We eat so many oysters. Shucking oysters is fun. You know, I like activity food.
I do too. I love activity
food. And I love oysters, and they're just so easy and cheap here and convenient. You can get them anywhere. And mm-hmm. we do like the way you've got Gulf shrimp coming out your ears. We've got oysters coming out our ears, and we eat a lot of oysters. Like I have mignonette sauce in my fridge at all times. And
what's your onion tip?
What was my onion tip? Oh, I have really ridiculously sensitive eyes to onions. So
Me too.
I have just started being like, get out of the Cuisinart. It takes 10 seconds. And mm-hmm. I don't want to, because I don't wash all the dishes, but it takes like 2 seconds. Just do it. And then I've got onions, and I keep a bag of onions in my fridge. And yes, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes they go wasted. Sometimes they get gross. But mm-hmm. I also would leave them on the counter and they would get gross because I would avoid chopping them. So now
but keep your onions in the fridge, by the way. They don't go, but they'll last for months and months and months if you keep them.
I know there are people who are real snobby about onions and like won't have an onion that's been cooked and then, or that's been sliced and then sit, but like I don't have time for that because I have massive onion eye issues. And then also I had someone tell me once that if you go to like the salad bar at like a nicer grocery store or Whole Foods or whatever, you just buy the chopped onions or the sliced onions.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, but Kirsten, you can buy them frozen. They come, chopped onions come frozen in a bag too. You can get those.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought you've done that before. All right, hey, I have an idea. We have given away so much value in this episode, and I feel like it's been amazing that we're going to save all your party tips for another episode because we just can't give away all this geniusness for free.
We had two ads. This wasn't free. We were aggressively asking for money.
Good point.
But okay, fine. We'll stop here with our family. Stay tuned because coming up a little later in the summer, we will have a part two on outdoor
parties. And I've already looked at Kirsten's list and it's pretty awesome. So get ready. But anyway, thank you everyone for listening. If you don't mind, go on to iTunes and leave us a review just for our own joy. We like reading them.
Oh yeah, no, that's really true. Just do it so we can get a little dopamine hit. I mean, the reality is it helps people find our show. It brings us up in the ratings, but really Graham and I are like, oh my God, did you see this review?
Yeah, it's lovely. So we enjoy reading them.
And then I call my husband at work and I'm like, oh my gosh, you've got to read this. So we
I got the sweetest email the other day from one of our listeners who actually gave me some really important tips about something that she heard on the show, which I thought was delightful.
What were they?
Well, it was just about, I think she had heard that I was running for the city council position.
Oh, yes,
and she gave me this really, it was just a very thoughtful email with a lot of actual good advice.
Yes. Yeah. So if anyone, so that won't apply to all of our listeners. I thought it was going to be something about like charcuterie boards, but no. Anyway, if anyone's running for local office, call Graham and you guys can do
that. No, I don't know about that. All right. Thanks for listening and welcome home.
And that's all we have from Kirsten and Graham. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Welcome Home. If you're interested in hearing more from the iconic best friend duo, please subscribe, tell your friends about us, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook for giveaways and other exciting updates. Until next time, welcome home.